Blog Talk Radio.
Crown Talk Time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. I am very, very excited to announce that this evening on the show, we have your 2018 Little Miss Kentucky United States, Aaliyah Sigal. Therefore, a little later in the show, we will get to listen to her thoughts and answer some of the questions that were received in our email. Remember, you may call into the show to ask some questions at 646-668-8147, or if you're a little shy, you can email her or email us at crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com. But before we go in, I would like to tell everybody that I just got finished judging the Pure International pageant, and it was an absolutely amazing and honorable thing I got to do because all the contestants were amazing, the staff was wonderful, and I'd just like to give a shout out to Miss Pat, the international director, her family, Mr. Doug. They were amazing, and they made us feel very welcome and very Christian family right there and organization. So you should go look at that organization. Do you want to grace the show with your presence? Email your headshots and bio to crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com. I'd like to give a quintessential thank you to McFormersville Christian University. You can visit them at www.mcformersvalleunive.wixsite.com/mcu-edu. They did have their ceremony in Orlando, Florida at the Cabana Bay Beach Resort by Universal Studios, and it was immaculate. I had an amazing time. I actually got to graduate with so many other of her the Miss University contestants and some of our family members as well, and it was a wonderful experience. So you still have an opportunity to graduate with your honorary doctorate degree by visiting the website at mcformersvalleunive.wixsite.com/mcu-edu, and you may join us in December. With that being said, with no further ado, I'd like to introduce your 2018-2019 Little Miss Kentucky United States, Aaliyah Sigal. Hello, Aaliyah.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. I'm so excited to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we did have a lot of questions come in from emails, but everybody, I wanted to announce that she is about to go to Little Miss United States. So we're going to go in, and I want people just to know who you are as an individual. So if you could just tell me in about 30 seconds to a minute, just tell me who you are as an individual.
I am very passionate about the system, and I'm very excited because it's my first time competing in the system. And it's just going to be a fantastic experience. It wasn't Satan at my prelim. And so I'm excited to meet all the girls. And I'm excited just to rock that stage.
Well, we can't wait to see you on stage. Now, we do have a question from Nashville, Tennessee. And they've asked, how have you liked representing for the Miss United States system? How have you liked it so far?
It's been really fun to be with all my sister queens and do so many things with Child Life. We delivered some newborn items to the UK Children's Hospital, and the people there were so nice and so generous, and it was just a blast to have.
Okay. Now, what is your favorite movie? On a little lighter note.
My favorite movie is The Greatest Showman because it shows you that you can just be you. And the songs are very powerful. And my favorite song is This Is Me. And it goes, This Is Me. And it's just so powerful and so action-packed, and it's just an amazing movie.
Well, it sounds like it's a really good movie. I actually really liked watching it as well. Now, our next question comes from Houston Texans, and they've asked, do you like being a role model for younger kids?
I do, because it really shows that, like, it's very encouraging to me because it gives me the confidence to be me, and it shows me who I am, and it just lets me help other girls if they want to compete in pageants or in anything they do.
Oh, okay. Now, we're going to take a little momentary break and thank Enlightened Expression. They are wonderful. They whiten my teeth. They whiten. They're definitely an official sponsor for the Miss United States organization and a lot of other pageant organizations. So thank you so much for being one of our consistent sponsors for our cover girls. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, we are still live with your reigning Little Miss Kentucky United States, Aaliyah, and you may still send your emails into crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com, or if you want to speak to her personally, please call 646-668-8147. Now, Miss Aaliyah, we're going to get into your personal business. So, do you have any siblings?
I do not. I'm an only child, but I do have one fur brother named Rebel, and we just love to play and throw his ball, and it's really fun just to hang out with him. And me and my neighbors taught him how to go down the slide, so he's very talented in some things.
And what do you like to do on your spare time when you're not being Little Miss Kentucky, United States?
I like to play with my dog and just hang out on the couch with a good book and just get lost in a really good book.
Ooh, so you like to read?
Yes, I do.
And what's your favorite book?
My favorite book is Making Moms for Hitler, because one of my favorite sayings is, you can find beauty anywhere. She was in a boxcar going to the camp, and she started singing, and everybody else started joining her. So she really saw that you can find beauty in the hardest moments.
Oh, I'm going to have to actually read that book. I've never read it before. Okay, now, you've been getting ready all since you won Little Miss Kentucky United States, so you've been getting ready for this big moment to hit the national stage. What has been the best part about getting ready for Little Miss United States?
All of the trainings that I have done with my sister queens, they've just been so much fun, and I'm so glad that I got to hang out with them. And it's helped me a lot because I've learned so many new things that I think are going to help me in Little Miss United States.
Oh, wow. So what are some things that you and your sister queens have done? Like, what have y'all done so far?
We have done many things. Like, we went to the UK hospital and dropped off the toys. And me and my preteen, we did the Brass Band Festival. And it was so fun because we got to ride in the parade and wave to everyone.
Oh, that sounded like a lot of fun. Now, are you and your preteen really close together?
We are. At the pageant, we were still really close, and so we were so excited when we became sister queens. And when we did, it was just amazing. We couldn't even believe it.
Well, speaking of closeness, what advice do you have to other pageant title holders that's getting ready for a national pageant or an international pageant?
I would tell them to have fun on that stage and show the judges who you really are. And just have the greatest time, because you may not ever get that experience again. So cherish it while you have it.
I think that's really good advice, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure that you're listening, because as our motto is, you're never too young to be a role model. And Aaliyah here, she is a wonderful role model representing the state of Kentucky and hopefully representing the United States. But we're going to take another quick sponsorship break and thank LuLaRoe with Kimmy Heights. She always makes sure that I am dressed fabulous when I go make appearances for a Crown Talk. Now, Aaliyah, our next question comes from Orlando, Florida, and they wanted to know, if you could be any pet in the world, what would it be and why?
I would want to be a dog because I would love to just run around and play with people, and they could throw the ball, and I would just have the best time being a dog.
Would you be any other animal, like any weird animal, or just a dog only?
I would also want to be an elephant because they're at the zoo and they're big and strong and they can spray everybody with their trunk.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now, our next question comes from Riley, North Carolina, and they've asked, what's your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject in school is reading because I believe you can go anywhere in a book. You can go back in history and go to a castle or go back in a fairy tale, and you can just meet other people who changed the world or imaginary people.
Oh, wow. Well, I could definitely tell that you are very passionate about reading, and I think that it's wonderful, especially at your young age, that you have that passion. Because I think sometimes around that age, in teenage years, they start losing, especially with the way that society is and having cell phones and your iPad and everything, they kind of lose sight of what's really fun, and that's going out and reading. Your
yes.
Next question's for... Oh, keep going.
Oh, no, you can go.
Okay, so next comes from Slidell, Louisiana, and they've asked, who is your favorite singer and why?
I like a lot of really good singers. My favorite singer is Meghan Trainor because she has just so many songs and they're so much fun, and she really just shows that women are equal to men.
I like Meghan Trainor too. I really like her. Now, what is your favorite thing to do with your family? Like, out of everything that you do with them, what is, like, the favorite thing you'd like to do with them?
Me and my mom love to go on the girls' trip during the summer, and we go see one of her friends in Florida. And it's so much fun because we can do what we want. We can stop whenever we want, and if we were with my dad, he would just rush all the way there, but we can stop and get peaches and get ice cream. It's just the best time.
Oh, you sound like y'all had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Okay, so what color describes Little Miss Kentucky United States?
Pink describes me because I am bright and colorful and just love to have fun, and I feel like pink really expresses that.
It does. I like pink, too. We're on the same page there on that one. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another momentary sponsorship break, and I'd like to thank Double Exposure Hoops, www.doubleexposurehoops.wixsite.com/doubleexposurehoops. Remember, you may still call into the show because we have your Little Miss Kentucky United States, Aaliyah Seagal. All you have to do is email in your questions at crowntalkwithbrittany@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to speak to her personally, please call 646-668-8147. Well, Aaliyah, we still have a few more questions for you. From Milwaukee, Wisconsin, they've asked you, what is your favorite holiday?
I love all the holidays, but my favorite is Christmas because it's not about getting presents. It's about spending time with your family, and we get to do that with my family that lives in Louisville. We get to go to Louisville and spend Christmas with them, and it's really fun.
Oh, that sounds like amazing fun. Well, Elena,
yes.
We have so many callers calling in, girl. I'm going to have to take a break on all these emails and my questions and take some of these callers. So let's see who's calling in for you. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? What is
Hi,
your
Leah.
Name? And do you have a...
My name is Andrea,
mm-hmm.
and I'm calling in to talk to Leah.
Leah, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, now do you have a question for Leah?
I do. Well, first of all, I know that you've worked really hard to get to this point, and it's next week is just around the corner. So thinking about when you're going to Orlando, what is the one thing you're most excited about?
I'm excited about meeting other girls from different states and learning about different states from the girls because I haven't been to every state, and so I'm really excited to meet them.
And what would you say you're most nervous about?
I'm nervous about competing against all these really good girls, and I know that they're going to be awesome.
Well, so are you, though. Anyway, we are very excited for you, and I know you're going to do great, and we're going to be watching the live stream. So
thank
we'll
you.
Get to see you. And good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Have a good evening.
You as well. Well, Miss Aaliyah, we're going to go on to the next caller because there's so many calling in for you. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Maria.
How are you? And do you have a question for Aaliyah?
I do. So I'm a good friend of Aaliyah's family. And I, first of all, want to say that Aaliyah has been an excellent representative and role model for our community and really all of Kentucky for all she's done. They've been very, very active in the community. So I want to applaud her for that. But I also wanted to further ask, what has been her favorite part of being Little Miss Kentucky United States so far?
It would be just hanging out with all my sister queens because, like I said earlier, I'm an only child, so gaining those sisterhoods are really important to me, and we just have a blast together, and I love all of them.
Good deal. Well, sounds like a lot of fun. You've done a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you for calling in.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Well, Aaliyah, there was some of your callers, so we're going to get back to some of these emails as well. Your next one comes from Austin, Texas, and they've asked, what do you look forward to after Nationals?
I definitely look forward to going to Disney World, and hopefully if I win the title, they'll put me in a parade. And so I'm really excited for that. And we're going to Hollywood Studios, and one of my favorite rides
Ooh.
There is Rockin' Roller Coasters, so we're going to ride that, and it's going to be really fun.
I think everyone loves, when you go to Hollywood Studios, I think everyone loves going to Rockin' Roll, doing the Rockin' Roll Roller Coaster. I love that. That's
yes.
my favorite when I go to Hollywood Studios. Now, Aaliyah, if I came to your home state, what is three things you would take? What were three things you would take me?
I would take you to Keeneland to watch some horse races because I love watching horse races there. And I once saw a horse named Miss Kentucky. It's So we were like, come on, Miss Kentucky. And we were really excited. And it was really cool that she was, that horse was named Miss Kentucky. I would also take you to Taylor Made Farms. That is also one of my favorite places. Well, I get to hang out with Derby winners like California Chrome. It was so much fun when I got to shoot my video with him. And I couldn't believe it that they put him behind me. I got to feed him, and it was just an amazing experience.
You actually stood by the horse and actually pet him and fed him?
Yes. I got to feed on one of his favorite cookies.
Wait, he eats cookies? Did you hear me?
Oh, no. I don't think I did.
I said, does he eat cookies?
He does. He eats a little horse cookies. And they, like, save them just for him. Not many other horses get them.
Oh, well, he's very, definitely a...
Yes.
Well, before we have to end our show, Aaliyah, do you have anything else that you want the world to know about you before you hit the stage for Little Miss United States next week?
I'm just excited to see everybody at Little Miss United States. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in today and listening and supporting me, because that's something very special to me, and it feels like, and it makes me feel really special. So thank you.
And thank you so much, Aaliyah, for coming on the show and participating with Crown Talk with Burgundy. I know that you're going to go to Little Miss United States and rock the stage and just have fun, because that's what the main thing it is all about when you are competing for a title in the pageant industry. So good luck, and thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. I will talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, your Little Miss Kentucky United States, Aaliyah Segal. Remember, you can go see all of her happenings, her platform, all the volunteer service projects that she participates in, and her journey to and from and during the Little Miss United States 2018 pageant. You can go see that on her Facebook page at Little Miss Kentucky United States. Just put that and search in it, and you'll be able to see her beautiful photo in her purple dress. If you want to join the Miss United States organization, please visit www.unitedstatespageant.org, and you may be able to represent your state at their next national pageant next year. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, so much for tuning in to Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show. And remember, you're never too young to be a role model.